dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time on cardboard on corners in town. There's a cancer called crime in our cities and an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back, put an end to the gangs and the drugs in the streets, and the fact that the bad guys most always go free, that is wrong. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, and take all our money and send it abroad.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. We'll be with you live for the next 2 hours on the 6th day of January, 2005. We are running a telephone today, ladies and gentlemen. That's right, a telephone for the network. Republic Broadcasting Save America Radiothon. This has been an all-day event. I don't know what happened to Frank Whalen this morning, but evidently Frank doesn't know what a radiothon is, because I don't even think he even mentioned it. But my hat's off to Jack Blood. He got the phones ringing, folks, and I appreciate that very much. We need support for this network. We're instituting things that, we won't have to do any pledge-a-thons in the future. We won't have to do anything like that. Believe it or not, that is in the works. And that was my promise and my pledge to you people out there, that we needed to get over the hump with a brand new network, and we needed your help and your support. Well, we came up at the end of the year looking at bills that it was coming in. We fell about 15 grand short. So we're doing a telethon today, so you can call in with your pledges. You can call me up on air. We're going to have Carl Schwartz and Eric Schein up, some other special people dropping by. But the number for the radio itself to be on air is 800-313-9443. To make a pledge, you dial 800-724-2719. And let me give you an example here. I'm hard up against the break in about a minute and 40 seconds. I'll try to get through this. We have pledges ranging in $25 to $1,000. And for $25, you get the Bring 'Em Home car ribbon, which is becoming real popular, and bumper stickers, of course, for RBN. For $50, you get the bumper stickers and the Bring 'Em Home car ribbon, along with your choice of any of Alex Jones's video, Road to Tyranny, American Dictators, Masters of Terror, Matrix of Evil, or Police State 3, Total Enslavement. For $100, you get the ribbons, the bumper stickers, the Save America interviews, that was the best of all of RBN host, a choice of any book offered on Republic Broadcasting, and that includes a one-way ticket to, that's right, George Bush's, what he claims is his hometown. Does anybody know where that's at? One-way ticket to, oh, that's right, Crawford, Texas. So, along with that, you also get your choice of Alex's videos. $500, the stickers, the car ribbons, the interviews, the book, the best of any of Alex Jones's Dealey Bob for $500, $1,000. Well, along with that, you get Desi Andrews' CDs, The Mastery of War, Powers in America, 9/11, The Great Illusion by George Humphrey, JFK2, The Bush Connection, any of Alex Jones's videos, a choice of any book, Save America interviews, bumper stickers, and Bring 'Em Home car ribbons for $1,000. I got all that in. We'll be right back.
Want to look good and feel great? Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Well, there are things you can do and natural products available that are strong and safer than harsh synthetics. Rediscover ancient secrets with therapeutic grade A essential oils. The molecular structure of essential oils is highly oxygenating in nature, increasing vitality and energy to the body. Our essential oils and supplements are all natural and absolutely pure to help you discover optimal health, essential nutrition, emotional well-being, and effective weight management. Whether using our products or looking for a home-based business, you'll be glad you contacted us by calling 1-800-993-OILS. Therapeutic-grade essential oils are emerging as the missing link to modern medicine. That's 1-800-993-6457. You can also visit our website at www.naturesoils.org. That's www.naturesoils.org.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
On our website, www.rbnlive.com, on the main page, you look on the right, right below the Because You Can Handle the Truth, PayPal Pledge Premiums. You just simply click that on. That will take you to the page for donations. And we say on there that unlike the powerful corporate media networks, Republic Broadcasting does not have the financial advantage or disadvantage, as we see it, of corporate sponsorship. That's why we depend on your generous donations to keep the Republic Broadcasting Network on the air and on the Internet. America needs to know the truth about those who would destroy our constitutional rights and bring our country down. Join the fight to help save America, because there is no greater cause than freedom, folks. Can't be purchased at any price except, well, blood. To receive Radiothon premiums today for a one-time donation on those buttons, whatever I read off to you, the different donations from $25 up to $1,000, automatically you get all that stuff that I mentioned. And there's buttons up there for a one-time donation, any amount. And folks, if you have a super duper gold, platinum, silver coated card, and you want to put a massive donation on it, we'll process it. Don't worry. But there are donations up there, buttons for $25, $50, $100, $500, and $1,000. And there's also buttons on there. If you want to contribute to the network in any dollar amount from $25 to $1,000 on an automatic monthly donation basis. Now, that's important because a lot of people over the years have told me that while I would do that, you know, I'd do a credit card donation, but I forget every month. So can you guys send me a statement? Well, no, we really don't have a billing department or accounts receivable that's that big. So what we have come up with, with your permission, when you go to that section of the donation page, these will be done in 12-month or monthly increments. And at the end of that year, it's your choice if you'd like to renew or drop your donation or maybe change it, whatever the case may be. So, and if you would like to make anonymous donations by not calling or giving a credit card, you want to send a money order or FRNs wrapped in foil. We've had even people send us gold before in the mail. That's fine. We'll accept those also. We'll turn them away. That's Republic Broadcasting Network. This is our address, RBN. 1015 South May Street, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. And I have with me online, you've heard of the book, folks. I've had him on this program several times. That's right. One Way Ticket to Crawford, Texas, the author of the forthcoming book. And I'm told by the publisher it's going to be finished today or tomorrow. It's going to ship, and we should have it by Monday or Tuesday of next week. So all you folks out there that pre-ordered the book, don't worry. We've got your name and your address. You'll get it as soon as it hits the door. The author of the forthcoming book, One Way Ticket to Crawford, Texas, A Conservative Republican Speaks Out, argues that 9/11 was a needed provocation to gain hegemony over Central Asian oil. He reveals related and outrageous, by the way, conflicts of interest among members of the Keene Commission, new information about the Bush-Cheney conflict with Bridas, the Argentine-led consortium that would have secured rights to much of the Central Asian oil prize if not for 9/11. The revelations are explosive. Get your copy before they're banned, folks. $24.95 plus $6 priority shipping. I think that's a total of $31. And that's Visa, MasterCard, Discover, American Express, whatever. If you do it by the PayPal account, we can take all those. If you call into the office at 800-724-2719, we can only do MasterCard or Visa. So keep that in mind. Carl Schwartz, how are you doing today, sir?
Well, I'm a little bit further down the road than I was when I was on the air with Robbie earlier.
Yeah, we had you up during Robbie Noel has joined the network. He is on from 11 until 1 p.m. Central Time. Robbie Noel has, Robbie, you don't know anything about Robbie, Carl, but I've known him as long as I've been doing radio. He's a good guy.
I was very impressed with his presentation today, and he's very articulate, and he's absolutely right. It has happened before in other countries, you know, like South Africa, Rhodesia, and, of course, Germany. Everybody remembers that fiasco, so... Yeah, you know, we're kind of like dancing on a fine edge right now. And, you know, we haven't crossed it, but we're awfully close to it.
Yeah, I've we got a little scheduling conflict here. I've got you up. Somebody jumped the gun on me, so we're going to have them call back in a little bit here.
To Eric?
Yeah, Eric.
Yeah, I heard you announce his name when I was holding. I'm glad I got you two together. He's got an interesting story, doesn't he?
Yeah, well, he certainly does. I mean, you remember this, Carl. September 11, 2001, one of the most, as described by the medias and even our president, the most horrific attack on Americans in this nation's history. And then we do provocational things like being in the Middle East, stirring up the Muslim hornet's nest, which we never had a problem with before, but we do now. We have got monumental problems here, but Carl, the government's solution to keep us safe, to keep us secure, to, of course, leave the borders wide open, to grant amnesty to some 24 million illegals, and that number is climbing daily, folks. We should have a counter like they did. I don't know, Carl, if you remember this in New York City, the anti-gunners out there.
Yes.
Yeah, would do their rolling signs, you know, with script and numbers and all that stuff. Well, we're killing, we've got 1,400, I think, so far is the current figure on this go-around of Gulf War, the war over there that's undeclared, of course, by Congress, just as the president, the king declares wars. Congress is, well, this is just redundant when you have somebody such as this. And, well, it's now a war on terrorism. And, of course, we've got to have Patriot Act 1 and 2, and parts of 3 are starting to come forth. We had to have Homeland Security. We have to have detention centers and people being detained. I don't know if you caught this the other day. I mean, I was just astounded with all the backlash that George Bush has gotten. He is going to try to still move forth here with these secret tribunals. And what he wants is permission. Now, this is what they said, Carl. And folks, I hope you're listening to what I'm saying. Because they're now, I don't know if you heard Jack McClam on Jack Blood's program just a few minutes ago, but they're teaching the police right now that the cults out there, these Christian cults, this, that, and the other, we fully expect these people, we're keeping an eye on them, but they are going to be involved in terrorist activities here in the near future. This is what they're telling the police, Carl. And we're told, and we're
now he's picking a fight with the Christian right.
Well, and these are the very same schlups that put him in there.
Yes, I know.
And your book, Carl, to these supposedly conservative, right-thinking, God-fearing people, are they going to have an eye opener when they read your book, One Way Ticket to Crawford, Texas?
Well, I've already talked to some of them face to face, and I'm finding more and more that the Christians are waking up faster than any other group.
They better, because my friend, they're on a greased sleigh ride to hell.
Yes,
they're following the wrong entity here.
Well, you know, what they did was they looked at the wrong ball. You know, they got all hung up on abortion and gay marriage. What I call distraction du jour, you know, of the election season, you know, something to focus them on something other than Iraq, other than Afghanistan, 9/11, you know, what this government is doing to our freedoms. And now I'm finding post-election that they're all of a sudden kind of like blinking 3 times going, what did we do? And I think it's healthy. I mean, they're actually starting to ask a lot of questions, and they're asking good questions because, you know, I've been saying this for 10 years. I mean, to me, the most over-politicized thing in this country right now is abortion. To me, it's a moral choice, and even as a Christian, it is a moral choice. It is not a political issue, but we're wasting so much capital on that.
Sure.
And the distractions they create, like gay marriage, Clinton did his, shock and all, you know, politics, partial birth abortion, you know, stuff like that. While they're doing that, you need to watch what they're doing over there, you know, behind the curtain, where they're robbing this country blind.
And it's astronomical, Carl. People don't have an idea. When we say things such as wealth transference out of this country, what are we saying to the public out there? Why are they not getting this? Why are they not understanding it?
I think it's that they don't understand. Excuse me. They don't understand the mechanics of how it's being done. For example, a lot of people lost about $50 billion on Global Crossing. They don't understand. They hear the Elliott Spitzer lawsuit or the Elliott Spitzer action that he brings against Wall Street for illegally fluffing up. What they don't pay attention to is that the absolute opposite of that is collaborative schemes to push it down, to intentionally take the company into bankruptcy, blow out all the shareholders now that you've fleeced them for all you can get out of them, and take the assets over and make sure those assets wind up just in the right hands. And in this case, it was in the hands of Wall Street, the media, and our defense establishment. That is what primarily goes across the Global Crossing Network today.
And I am seeing more and more uncontested corporate mergers. I mean, we used to talk about hostile takeovers back in the 70s and the 80s.
Yeah, or in antitrust.
Well, the antitrust, you don't hear that term mentioned at all anymore.
The only way it ever comes up anymore is if they screw up on the procedures. They will slap them for like $2 to $5 million in fines if they, you know, if they didn't follow the certain filing dates and certain things they have to do. Otherwise, antitrust is being allowed to reign.
Well, and there was a reason why we had antitrust laws in this country, folks, because we didn't want one person gaining too much power or control or controlling certain sectors of this country. But Take a look at what's happened in our communications.
Media is controlled by five people.
Five people, folks. And I'm sure before, Carl, they're done slugging that thing out, one or two people will probably end up holding the whole kit and caboodle. We'll be right back.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world. And Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. Best Price Coins is the trusted source for your precious metals. Call them today at 1-800-813-8962 and ask what you can do to protect yourself before the next crisis. The professionals at Best Price Coins have made available to all Republic Broadcasting listeners a large supply of $10 liberties, most of which are dated in the 1800s. These coins are private gold coins and not regulated by the government. For a limited time, Best Price Coins is offering these $10 liberties for $288 a piece. That's well below market. A best price from the best place to find all your precious metals. Call Best Price Coins right now at 1-800-813-8962. That's 1-800-813-8962.
You have heard it said, coffee is not good for you. Well, the secret of Asia has finally arrived in America. Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb and miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. For all our products or to join us on our wellness journey to Manzanillo, Mexico in February, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. Again, 1-888-841-6055.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Folks, I'll tell you, if this network was any other type of network other than what it is, in other words, if it was just mainstream claptrap, if it carried such illustrious, well-known names such as Rush Limbaugh or Michael Savage or even George Norrie or any of these other characters, I'll tell you what I would do. Today, I would pull the plug on it immediately. But we're not that type of network. We have a shortfall for this year, putting this book together. The cost on that, by the way, Carl, is still climbing. That's an important book. We need to get that out. That is coming out. It should be delivered to us Monday or Tuesday of next week. We went over the book's outstanding bills that we've got to play catch-up with. I mean, there's no way to get around this. Outstanding bills totaling $15,000 to clean up the shortfalls for 6 months of operation. That ain't bad. Let me tell you something, folks. That ain't bad for a brand new startup network.
And covering the amount of territory you cover.
And we cover a lot of territory. And also remember, ladies and gentlemen, that I've told you this before, and I'm going to tip my hat today. The gentleman that you heard, Robbie Noel. He was on from 11 to 1.
Yes.
We don't even have a name for his program yet, But Robbie is coming on board the network, and we're going to be offering our own gold and silver to our listeners. Now, the reason for that is varied, folks, and I don't want to go into that right now, but for all you folks out there that have patronized Best Price before, we appreciate that very much. They basically paid our rent here at Republic Broadcasting every month, but we're going to do this in-house now. The reason is that we are going to give you, it's going to be no more than a 10% markup across the board. If you go to Swiss America, you might pay 25 to 30%. Other gold and silver companies, it may be 15 to 30% also. We're going to guarantee you 10% over market spot. And get this, folks, are you ready? Are you sitting down? Did you ever think you'd hear a gold or silver company say this? We're going to offer you gold and silver with guaranteed 24-hour delivery. That's right. I said 24 hours rather than waiting weeks or months, whatever the case may be. We're going to break that. For some reason, gold and silver companies think that they can do that. We don't think that they should. If you went and bought a car, ladies and gentlemen, and a lot of people that buy gold, I mean, depending on your taste or your price range, I mean, we could be talking anything here from a Ford Fiesta up to, you know, a Rolls Royce. Would you go to a dealership and plunk down your money and have to wait weeks or months for delivery of a product? Of course you wouldn't. Well, we're going to change that. But these mechanisms are being put in place. They're not going to ride to the rescue to make up these deficits or deficiencies for last year. We have got to catch those up. And ladies and gentlemen, what you people out there are going to be doing, for all you wonderful people that have supported me, whether I was on Genesis Communications, I just had my own show, or you've supported Republic Broadcasting Network directly or indirectly by buying any of the products or services, God bless all of you. For you slugs out there that haven't lifted a finger to do anything, what, Paul Martin, what can I say nice about that? He's sitting in there laughing. And I'll just let that go because I think you know what I would want to say but am not going to say. For all you people that, you know, freeloaders, and I understand a lot of you out there, and let me not put guilt where guilt is not assignable. I know a lot of you people out there are struggling right now. You know, you're living paycheck to paycheck. My goodness, you may not even have a paycheck, and we understand that. That's the reason, part of the reason why we're doing what we're doing here, folks, to get this once dynamic republic back on track. That's most important. Carl,
yeah.
I know in your years, I don't know, do you find yourself sometimes just sitting back and shaking your head and thinking, how can things go so badly in so short of time?
Well, I spent most of the holiday between Christmas Day and up till last Sunday talking to a lot of people in New York City and all over the country on the telephone. I was staying in Connecticut. I met some people face-to-face that listened to your show and a couple of other radio shows like Truth Radio and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And we were all asking the same question, you know, what is it going to take? What is going to be the triggering snap, you know, when all of a sudden Americans kind of like blink three times and wake up out of the coma they've been in? And understand that when they watch CNN, they're watching government-paid programming. You know, they're going to let you see what they want you to see. And when these alternative shows like yourself and Alex Jones and, you know, even Maria Heller and some of the smaller micro systems around the country are trying to, you know, it's screaming at the top of their lungs, people, wake up. It's funny. I mean, some of them are wide awake. But here's an analogy I was given to a group at dinner the other night. I said, we've got the Sybil Edmonds petition out there. There should be millions of signatures on that petition.
Right.
There's less than 7,000.
Really?
We've got the petition out here to do something about the vote fraud. It has somewhere south of 20,000 signatures. And there's also the petition about Elliot Spitzer. You know, let Spitzer know that America is behind him, and by God, we do want the truth. There's somewhere around 7,000 or 8,000. I think it's 7,600 or 7,700.
Spitzer, by the way, before you continue with that, Spitzer went off on another tangent the other day. I saw a news story about him in New York. Are you aware of this?
Yes, he's running for governor, but he's also doing several internalized investigations. They're basically investigating some of their own people on that pension board about the decisions they were making on how they were investing that money.
Well, you know, and I prioritizing things, I think, in New York, number one, Carl, and I don't think you'd disagree with this, number one would be 9/11. that the commission, the whole ball of wax up there in New York. Tell you what, hold on, we'll be right back.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Have you heard about the Ark Institute and their famous non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds? No genetic engineering there. In fact, you may never need to buy seeds again. These days, you need to ensure that your family can eat no matter what happens. The Ark Institute has agreed to offer Republic listeners free shipping on their complete collection of 40 non-hybrid heirlooms and their best-selling gardening how-to manual, Build Your Ark. Their packets are generous enough for fresh eating, seed saving, and canning and freezing, too. Green beans, corn, carrots, peas, the list goes on and on. Learn how to be self-sufficient in good times and bad. A complete family food security package is just $99. And remember, shipping is free. Call 1-800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912. Or visit arkinstitute.com.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied towards your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
There is actually 6,346 signatures on Sybil Edmonds' petition. I am 6,346. I just went up to the RBN site, ladies and gentlemen. This doesn't cost you any money whatsoever. Go up to the RBN site. Look on the left-hand side down at the bottom of the main page. There's a picture of, and quite a striking young lady she is, Sybil Edmonds. Very, very courageous woman. If you don't know the story about that, go on the site and read the story about Sybil Edmonds' petition. She is a 911 FBI whistleblower. With success, hopefully other people will follow. And folks, once they start coming forth, and I'm talking about the people that are in the know, in the loop. They don't have anybody to go to, nobody to complain of all the criminal corruption that they're seeing all around them. If we do not support these whistleblowers and protect them with our prayers, our signatures on petitions, it's almost an exercise in futility for these people to do this. The only thing they're doing is painting a sign on themselves, come and get me.
Yeah, or kick me.
Yeah. kick me hard twice, and if I don't genuflect or bow down or, you know,
See, Monday night I had dinner with Sabelle and her husband, Matthew Edmonds.
Mm-hmm.
And then yesterday I had lunch. We met for about 3 hours with Karen Kwiatkowski. I was telling Danny before we got on the air earlier today, I don't think Sabelle and Karen combined weigh 200 pounds.
Really?
I mean, these two ladies are about 5 feet tall, and, I mean, they're literally like pit bulls. They are they're conservatives. They are extremely upset what they're seeing going on here. You know, one of them exposed the lie factory going on over in Rumsfeld and the intelligence on Iraq, and then the other one found out who really did 9/11, and that's why they put the gag on her. And I sent emails out about 3 weeks ago. You know, just there's thousands and thousands of them, John. And I said, listen, you need to back Sabelle Edmonds, and here's why. On her translation, she identified who financed and executed 9/11. You know, we want to know that name. Well, you know, it wasn't Osama bin Laden.
You would think, and it's not Osama bin Laden, you're correct, you would think that everybody in America would want to hear that, but where are they to hear the question being posed?
Yeah, well, also with Spitzer, why do we want a criminal investigation and a grand jury? We will pull the lid off. We will get through this, you know, this solid wall against the truth that George Bush is doing. John, I got over 300 emails, somewhere probably closer to 350. People saying, if I sign this petition, will I be on a dissidence pickup list or a no-fly list? And I just did a cut and paste on every one of them. I said, here's your choices. Choice one, hold your nose, get used to what your future's going to be, and I guarantee you, you're not going to like it because you're not going to be free. Or two, start making plans to live elsewhere. Or three, do something. Even if it's wrong, do something. Sign the petition. Go sign another petition. You know, go to Washington. You know, write your congressman anything. Just do something. And they were sending emails back like, are you mad at me? I said, no, I just want you to do something.
Get your head out of that dark, dank place in which you have it in. Break that fear. Because here's the only, Carl, correct me if I'm wrong. The only thing that's holding back this dam, now they've been playing Dutchie Boy. They plugged the leaks here and there, but they're running out of fingers and toes.
Yes, and they're running out of people willing to stick their fingers and toes in that bag.
And here's the point. More and more people, I'm talking about people that are looking around themselves, and as you said, they can't stand the smell. So if we don't do something about to clean this up right now, if it smells bad now, just wait till it putrefies, and you don't recognize anything, any resemblance of a country you grew up in.
Well,
now, that's the bottom line here. But
that's the bottom line. And there's a simple way to say it. Edmund Burke, you know, that famous quote of his, and it's always misquoted, I never get it right, said, all that is required for the triumph of evil is for good men to do nothing.
That's right.
And that's what I'm trying to tell these people. Please, if you do it wrong, at least do something. You know, contribute to the cause, because, you know, being a patriot is not fun. You've seen it. If you're in the truth business against the Bush administration, you're going to get slapped.
Well, I was serious about this, Carl, at the top of the program. I mean, I'm looking at a deficit of $15,000 here, and I think we've collected maybe $2,200, $2,300 toward that end.
Okay.
If this was any other kind of network with any other type of programming, I would have told the employees, that's it. After today, clean your stuff out. The front door is locked.
Yeah, well, I agree with what Robbie said today. All this empathy going out for the tsunami victims. Well, folks, the United States of America and our freedoms and our lives are getting ready to get hit with a tsunami.
Yeah, and it's called Homeland Security and all the jackboot thugs behind it.
Yes.
I understand. Let's go to the phones. They've been holding patiently here. Brian in Texas. Hello, Brian.
Hi, John. How you doing?
Good.
Yeah, the thing is with the patriots out there is that this is a spiritual warfare, and that Jesus is coming to set up his theocracy and to rescue his saints. And it's all written down in Matthew 24 and the book of Revelation.
Mm-hmm.
We need to learn to take the King James Bible and prayer and start fighting spiritual warfare, because the videotapes and the high-powered rifles can't kill Satan.
Yeah, okay, but okay, let's stop here, though. Brian.
Yes.
Okay. That I understand that. But we're talking about 90% of this country that has not had the opportunity to wake up. And I don't know. I mean, if somebody were to call me up and say, you know, hey, this is JC on the line here, and I'm coming next week at 12 noon. You might as well close up shop, because I'm coming down and I'm passing judgment and all this stuff is over with. It hasn't happened that way.
No, what's going to happen is we are going to go into a one-world government. America's going to be under a police state with the troops on the streets, and then we're going to be invaded by Russia and China and taken over because the sins of the nation have reached unto heaven. And the only protection will be in Jesus and having the Bible in our heart.
Well, and I'll tell you what, the Christians that were in the the games, the bread and circuses, the lions and lunch down on Christians. Christians have been persecuted for hundreds and hundreds of years. I mean, we've had bad Christians out there that have literally started wars in the name of God. I don't like using God as a banner for the pretext of any violence against anybody else. That's a monumental mistake in my book.
No, I never said any violence. I said
no. I didn't say you.
The Bible, we need to put the Bible, the words of Jesus, in our heart because it is a spiritual warfare. That's why those people like Bush go to Bohemian Grove, is they worship the devil because the devil gives them certain powers and certain riches of this world, but it's temporal.
Okay, but understand, Brian, understand this, that did you pay attention to the petitions that were circulated, the polling that was done on the issue of Judge Roy Moore and the Ten Commandments being in the state Supreme Court building?
I know. He took it really hard. His stance for standing up for the
truth. Here's the point. Half of the people in that poll was split down the middle. Half of them said, yeah, the commandments should go. The other half said no. When you're talking about and how we can draw people back in following the right direction is just by simply pointing out the right and wrong. Give them the right way. And then let them choose their own path. I mean, that's what God did to us. He said, okay, I'm going to give you a mind. I'm going to give you free will. You can take any direction you want to. It's your choice.
The Bible says how we're going to overcome it's by the word of our testimony, the conversion, and by the blood of the Lamb, by using the power of authority.
By what group of charlatans are you talking about delivering that message, sir? You talking about this Yahoo, these TV evangelists that are sitting back and kissing the butt of the Zionist? Are you talking about the 501c3 churches out there?
No,
that these people will not raise their voice against the one world government that's described in their own Bibles. What people are you talking about here?
Talking about the Christian saints that believe.
Oh, you mean the people that voted George Bush in?
No.
Oh,
no.
Hey, hallelujah, we're going to be saved. What do you think? What do you think there?
George Bush is a Lucifer Satan worshiper. He's not a Christian, and he's a wolf in sheep's clothing.
Mm-hmm.
I know that.
Yeah, okay, well, I'll tell you what. Carl, if you can figure out a way to stick Bibles or the Word of God into 50% of the people in this nation's hearts and minds, I want to hear about it.
Well, I've already tried that. There's an awful lot of them that decided they'd rather have a Weatherby, Weatherby 300 than a Bible right now. As they say, there are no atheists in foxholes, and they're afraid that things are getting ready to get rough.
I understand. Brian, thank you for your call. I was just being a little facetious there, but I understand your point. And a lot of people would agree with you. But we have a lot of people out there that are so far away from any spirituality whatsoever. They're even away from the tenets of how this country's supposed to run.
Exactly.
You know, so
you got the other group that doesn't want to hear the word God because that's a value judgment, and it shines light on their corruption.
There you go. Yeah. The God, creator of the universe. We got people here trying to carve out their own little section of their universe and to have their own little 10 gods.
Masters of the world is what they consider themselves.
Yeah. I mean, what arrogance is that? On a little dirt ball in the sky in a universe without end, we got people parading around this planet to think that they're, you know, the top dogs, that they're bigger than God.
Yeah, and ET's probably out of Jupiter laughing their butts off.
Yeah. Renee in North Carolina. Hello, Renee.
Hi. I wanted to I thought Carl, the way he said that, abortion was just used as a divisive issue, and I really think that's true. The thing is, I can tell you a perspective that I rarely hear. And that is that I think most women, yes, you do have some weird women who just don't think about it, but I think most any woman that is confronted with this option is faced with this choice and painfully goes through that decision, and it's not something she takes, lightly. And the thing is, what's never discussed is, you see, abortion is the one, quote, sin only a woman can commit. And as long as we focus on abortion, we're not focusing on the sins that men can commit, like rape. And
some people,
lying to women to get them into bed in the first place,
some people,
telling you love them and you don't.
Renee, some people would say personal responsibility? You mean I've got to have that?
I agree with what Renee's saying. It's a two-edged sword, and it's not a single-edged sword at all.
Thank you.
But if you keep it in the political discourse, all you're doing is creating the divisiveness that they want. And then they know how to manipulate that.
Well, and some people will think, now some people actually believe this, as long as a topic is being discussed, even a political topic, as they politicize those issues and many more, that they think that, oh, well, thank goodness somebody's finally talking about it, something good will come out of this. No, they just do it for damage control and spin. And I'm in agreement with you, Renee.
Thank you, and I really appreciate that as men saying this, because no one virtually discusses this. They only focus on the abortion, but they're not focusing on what put that woman in that position first place.
The way
they abandon women, and when they find out they're pregnant, they don't want to pay child support. They want to play, but they don't want to take care of the result. Nobody ever talks about this.
That's right. And that's
thank
a good point.
You.
And I appreciate you bringing it up, Renee.
And another thing, it's like, you know, everybody's talking about the Ten, you know, a lot of people talk about the Ten Commandments and stuff, and I'm looking now, it's not the King James, but, you know, I got trouble with kings making the translation anyway.
Thank you. You're right. Oh, boy, because I like this woman. I love this woman.
It's like, because the thing is, they go, oh, the King James translation. Well, let me get that straight. These people working for the king either had to suck up and give him the translation they wanted or risk losing not only maybe their job but their head.
That's why, what was it, 16 or 17 of them all took the information and they all did their interpretation and they all showed back up with what? The exact same thing.
Yeah, which pretty much, in other words, says, say yaza, massa to the government.
All right.
The king was the government.
Thank you, Renee. I appreciate your call. Good points.
Yes,
don't you just love these people, Carl?
Yes.
I just think they're fantastic. I've made this statement on the air before, Carl.
I think Americans are starting to think again. Maybe it's because we got through the Christmas and the election season and all that good stuff. Maybe they got their heads back on.
Well, there's so many things going on in the world. What we have got to do, Carl, to make this pretty plain and pretty simple, we're going to be hit with free trade area of Americas here this month. You know, it's Patriot Act time.
See the billboards about that. Said if NAFTA hadn't put you under, FTAA will.
Well, and the ads will continue to run on this network, and I'm not being paid for these ads, but these ads will continue to run on this network against free trade area of Americas, as well as the gun ads that I run uncompensated on this network. I will run any ad that tries to beat these people down. But Carl, they're going to try to throw everything possibly that they can at us. Now, we can't save the entire world. We can't do it. But what we can do with a concerted effort is we can literally save our own country. Now, Carl, I'm sure you've had Christians tell you, well, this has all been prophesied. It's in the Bible. We've got to go down. We're going to have a world government here. You know, I for the life of me, Carl.
I never really saw that was what the Bible said.
I don't either. And I'll tell you something. I go back to my example about Sodom and Gomorrah. As evil as that place was, and this is where America's heading, because these people, as Renee mentioned, you know, we always talk about the abortion issue. We never talk about the personal responsibility. You know, how did this woman get in this position? You know, where is her head at? Where's her morality? You know, is she wearing her private parts on her sleeve? You know, why? You know, what's going on here? You know, nobody ever backtracks. You know, we take a look at a problem, but we don't look at the symptoms that led up to that problem. And there's a whole bunch of humanists and secular people and anybody for anything in this country that want to destroy the moral and ethical fiber of this country. It can't happen that way.
That's what they want. And if they succeed up to a certain point, you know, then where the situation is just exacerbated, and it's even worse than it is now.
Speaking about an exacerbated position here, I've got loaded phones, and we've got to go through these because I have other people I need to bring up today, folks. Let me remind you that this is a pledge drive for the network today, okay? Latest figure is, I think, $2,400. We've got, roughly... about $12,500 to go yet. And we're not going to do this tomorrow. We've got to get this done today. So I want you to call up 800-724-2719. Make that pledge. We take MasterCard or Visa. Okay? If you want to send us a donation, you can just simply put donations to RBN. Please, if you're going to do a check or money order, make it out to CSIN. That's Charlie Sam Indigo Nancy, CSIN. P.O. Box 6719, Round Rock, that's two words, Round Rock, Texas, 78683. If you'd like to call the network, 800-724-2719, make the pledge. Go to the website. I don't want any excuses. We're covering all the bases here. www.rbnlive.com. Hit the donation, the little top right corner of the main page. It'll take you right to the PayPal section. If you make a donation anywhere from $25 to $1,000, we have free gifts for you for your consideration for this network. And the truth that we put out here, folks, because we only want one thing. We want our country back. We want the criminal cabal gone.
Jack Blood here. And, folks, I wanted to take a minute to discuss your health. You know, the vicious cycle of treating symptoms of disease with drugs and surgery simply create more symptoms, leading to a greater dependence on the pharma cartels. There is a solution. Herbal Healer Academy, headed by the esteemed Dr. Mirijah McCain, have hundreds of natural products to treat the source of disease and illness. Herbal Healer Academy also provides many natural detox products to protect you and your family against chemtrails, aspartame, pesticides, radiation, MSG, and more. Herbal Healer Academy also provides herbs, vitamins, and correspondence courses so you can become an expert in natural medicine. Herbal Healer Academy is one-stop shopping for all of your healthy living needs. Why not call them now for a free brochure? 870-269-4177. For your free brochure, 870-269-4177. Or dial them up on the web at www.herbalhealer.com. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world. And Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. Best Price Coins is the trusted source for your precious metals. Call them today at 1-800-813-8962 and ask what you can do to protect yourself before the next crisis. The professionals at Best Price Coins have made available to all Republic Broadcasting listeners a large supply of $10 liberties, most of which are dated in the 1800s. These coins are private gold coins and not regulated by the government. For a limited time, Best Price Coins is offering these $10 liberties for $288 a piece. That's well below market. A best price from the best place to find all your precious metals. Call Best Price Coins right now at 1-800-813-8962. That's 1-800-813-8962.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting
Network. Broadcasting. Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Folks, we're back. Save a nation, folks. Save a republic. Well, help save the Republic Broadcasting Network. Running a pledge drive today, a telethon, if you will. You can simply call us up at 800-724-2719. I won't go through all the pledge premiums. I went through it earlier in the hour. A notice you folks out there, I hope you've been paying attention to what we've been saying and what we've been doing. We're going to uphold our end of the deal. We're going to give you the best of the best that we can find out there, the cutting-edge news, the best people to present that news, and we're going to keep growing this network. But we're only going to do it. I mean, here's the question for you folks. Here's the bottom line. Do you give a crap about your country? Are you willing to contribute to something that is trying to save this nation? And if you're going to call me up and talk to me about revelations or Bible prophecy and this country's got to go down because it's God's will, go find yourself another network. I'm serious about this because you people are confused. You know, what was it that Karl Marx said about religion being the opiate of the masses? I cannot stand organized religion. They invariably end up doing the wrong thing time and time and time and time again. Why? Because it's co-opted, or the government forces it to do. 501c3s for the churches, folks. You can't talk about any politics in church anymore, even though that your political leaders are just outright criminals. Can't talk about it, can you?
And you've got the churches receiving huge amounts of money from the government, and that's influencing their vote.
That's exactly what it's doing. Back to the phones, John in Central New York. Hello, John.
Hi, how you doing?
Good.
The idea of spiritualism still is on an individual basis is a very strong item. And if you've ever talked with the Adelphi organization or so, because they practice such an intense spiritualism, when you walk in their property, you can actually feel the calmness.
Really?
And there's, you know, not to say that, you know, religion, I agree with you. I think organized religion is BS. I don't go to church or anything, but I do pray every day. And
I don't need a middleman for my God, do you?
No, I don't.
Yeah.
And but at the same time, it's definitely a very, very, very powerful instrument, which we need to be applying just as strong as you're applying your radio station.
Well, and if you notice that the underlying tones for this network, and specifically I did it this way, you know, if I was to start a Christian network, that's what I would have went out and started.
Sure.
But I am looking at the numbers here in this country. I'm taking a look at the confused and the downtrodden. And the last thing that a confused and convoluted person wants to hear is, I've got a spiritual ticket for you. I've got your freedom in my hand. I've got a one-way ticket to heaven for you. That's the last thing that they want to hear. But what they will listen to are stories about what is happening in this country. They made assumptions about this country, and all of a sudden their assumptions are shattered and are starting to learn the truth. I got into it with a preacher one day. I said, how many people have you converted to Jesus Christ? And he looked at me and said, well, I don't know the exact numbers, but I've had a fair amount of success. I said, you know what? I'll bet you I've done better than what you have done, simply because I point out the evil and I let people make their own choices. You want to keep heading down that path of evil? You go right ahead. You take that headlong slide into hell, you go for it. Or there's another way that you can do it. If you present the facts and evidence and the evil that's surrounding them, chances are they're going to make the right choice.
Yeah, sometimes if you just take them and put them on the edge of the abyss, they make the right choice.
When they're staring down at that absolutely nothing, and there's nothing staring back at them.
Well, I like the phrase of, if you put enough adversity in front of somebody, it builds good character.
Well, I'll tell you what, John, hang on a second. Doug, Richard, Jim, Rodney, I'll get to all of your calls. We're going to roll them right after the top of the hour. You international shortwave listeners out there, please, for the second hour of the National Intel Report on this Radiothon day, this Thursday, January 6, 2005. For international shortwave listeners, that is 3.210 on your shortwave dial. Don't forget, you can listen to all the programming live streamed or archived on rbnlive.com. We'll take the short break. My guest today, Carl Schwartz, Eric Schein, coming up next. We'll be right back.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.